Watch, Florida woman performs Irish jig during sobriety test. By Amy Furr on August 28, 2022. A woman from Madeira Beach, Florida, put on a show for a Pinellas County deputy during a field sobriety test after a car wreck in April. However, it did not end well. Arrest documents said 38-year-old Amy Harrington rear-ended another car while driving down Gulf Boulevard the evening of April 27, Fox 13 reported Saturday. According to a deputy at the scene, the woman had slurred speech, glassy eyes, and appeared unsteady while standing on her own. Per the documents, the deputy smelled alcohol on Harrington, but she did not want to take a breath test. The deputy instructed Harrington to walk on a yellow line, but Harrington said she thought those instructions were ridiculous, according to the Fox report. Video footage showed the deputy watching as the woman tried to walk along the line. However, she held her arms out and began dancing. At one point she told the deputy, "Look, if you're going to arrest me, just do it now," and continued arguing with the officer. When she tried to walk the line again, she broke out into what appeared to be an Irish jig. Her dance then morphed into a ballet performance. She repeatedly told the deputy, "You sound like my ballet coach," while being given more instructions. "I just want to go home, dude. Please, I'm begging you," she said to the officer later in the clip. However, the deputy eventually approached and pulled the woman's arms behind her back. A photo showed the deputy watching Harrington during the parking lot performance. Social media users expressed their opinions of the scene, one person writing, "She didn't have to do all that. She could have just refused and saved herself the humiliation and undeniable proof. She's really funny and cute though. I think after the first dance display they could have ended this," another commented. Following the incident, the woman was charged with DUI with property damage and refusal to submit to a test, according to the Fox article. She was also arrested in 2019 in Pinellas County for refusing a breath alcohol test, the report concluded.